Joey, Johnny, Judy, and Marky. You have your people here with you.
You got the best fans in the world, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. They love you. And by the way, your names aren't really Ramon. You just didn't know.
It's a coincidence.
It's a coincidence. Yeah. You just all happened.
When we met in the elevator, we all have the same last name. You know?
You never give your real names, but you don't want your mothers to be subjected to that.
Disgraced.
Right, right.
Yeah. How'd you?
My mother just left the country, you know.
How did you get together, you guys?
We started like summer of 1974, and we grew up together, lived in the same block, we were friends.
Gabba gabba, we accept you, one of us. Gabba gabba, we accept you, one of us.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And here's an early holiday gift to you music nerds, a holiday special full of punk trivia and a playlist to match. So punk rock was first associated with musicians from the 60s. Bands like the Sonics, who had no musical or vocal instructions, broke the rules to what bands could and couldn't do. Then groups in the late 60s, like the Stooges and MC5 over in Detroit, mixed things up, with live concerts usually being a violent affair, and offering music that was crude, raw, and often political. But the first solid punk scene was birthed in the mid-70s in New York. The Bowery District was home to bands like the Ramones, Wayne County, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, Blondie, and the Talking Heads, with one place in particular, the legendary CBGB. Then while punk was simmering among angsty youth in America, just across the pond, the youth were growing their own punk scene. And England's punk scene was rooted in political and economic turmoil, where the youth were angry, rebellious, and out of work as the economy in the UK was in poor shape and the unemployment rate was at an all-time high. And the Sex Pistols emerged from such environment and quickly gained a cult following. And among the Sex Pistols fans was a group of outrageous punks called the Bromley Contingent. And they were named the Bromley Contingent due to the neighborhood that they came from. So from this group, a large portion of the London punk scene emerged. Bands like The Clash, The Slits, Susie and the Band she's Generation X and X-Ray Specs. So by the late 70s, the punk genre was in full swing, and with the rise in popularity, so began the many subgenres. And before I get into that, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy!
We'll be right back.
As distinct as punk music is, so is punk fashion. As punk popped up in cities and small towns around the world, it impacted the fashion world. Although heavily DIY, the Sex Pistols were packaged by Malcolm McLaren, all to promote his store called Sex. The store sold fetish-like clothing with slogans from the 1960s radical parties, like Situationist International. But punk was and always will be DIY. Paul Zone, photographer and author of Playground Growing Up in the New York Underground, tells, they'd go to thrift shops where you could find vintage clothes. Black Levi's and jeans became a staple for everyone who was there. When it comes to Levi's and jeans, they were being used in a lot of different ways. In the glam days, the dolls were wearing little boys' Levi's jackets that were so small that they could hardly get their arms in them. Then it was the Ramones that created the uniform of shredded 505 jeans and black leather jackets. Their reasoning? It's just what they had in their closets. Then the guitarist for Television, Richard Hell, was one of the first performers to rock spiked hair and a torn t-shirt held together by safety pins. Then there's Debbie Harry from Blondie, who pioneered the mix of Levi's and designer pieces. And Jenny Lenz, a photographer navigating the punk realm, shares, they had no money. The holes in Joey's knees were from wear and tear. They were not fashion. I have photos of Dee Dee Ramone wearing a leather jacket, and around the wrist, it's really frayed. It was shameful back then to run around with holes in your jeans, and the Ramones said, fuck that, that's who we are. And I know this is only a drop in the sea of punk, but I don't want to keep you from the rest of the playlist. Enjoy.
Hey, cliche.
Yeah. Plastic bombing.
that's a wrap, folks. I have little under a year with this little pirate podcast, and I gotta admit, I'm blown away with how far it's come. The community of diverse music nerds really restores my faith in humanity. So all you guys that have tuned in, shared with friends, and messaged me, thank you guys so much. It is incredibly humbling, and I'm so grateful for you. And if you haven't yet, find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok under Napalm Nanny in the Shack, along with my blog on WordPress under the same name. So until next week, I am your four-eyed host to this pirate podcast, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.